Well, Danny, give us your assessment of that then, draw here at Huish Park.
Great draw. Great draw at the end. I think, you know, it's from the first 45 minutes, as we look at it, you know, we've totally dominated the game. Possibly and should have had more goals to take in at half time. We didn't, but played some very, very good football. Very good football in large parts of the game. Created good chances, like you said, and unfortunately, you know, we've got Chris Wheeling goals. He's pulled off some very good saves. And then it's quite the opposite the second half, where Adam Davis has pulled off some good saves from our point of view, and you know, a lot of pressure against the second half. So, as you said before, probable two halves. But I'm delighted to come here and get something to take back with us, you know, because I think as this season wears on, we know what Huish Park's going to be like, and it's going to be a very tough place for any club to come, because we know that Gary will get his team playing like the second half for most of the game.
Was that simply Yeovil stepping up in the second half, do you think, or did your side take the foot off the gas? What was it?
I don't think much. I think the basics, you know, of how they played the game in the second half, it went very long. Obviously, bringing more on in the second half is a handful, and it's not necessarily his presence that's going to get him a goal. It's the things that ricochet off him or ricochet off our defenders, you know, because they're trying to deal with that first aerial ball, and it just keeps coming down at you, you know, and they get set players. They've got, you know, five, six, very, very big lads in there in terms of attacking the ball, so you're under constant pressure. But I just felt at times, you know, we knew it was going to happen. We spoke at half time about it. We knew exactly what the tactics would be, and we said that in that meantime, if we can link a couple of balls out, you know, if we're under a bit of pressure and link a ball out, you could be in the back of them before you know it, you know, because they're committed forward as they were. But I think our linkage was pretty poor at second half. We gave the ball away too many times when we're in good positions, and I think that's maybe the immaturity of us, you know, the youngsters and the, you know, lack of experience at times. So you have to accept that. It's no use having a go at players about that, because it's what they see at this time. They've never been in this position before. So really, you know, when you look back at it, we'll look at this as a very good point at the end.
And I guess the positive from that second half is you withstood a lot of that pressure, didn't you? It took an own goal to in the end get them back in it.
Well, it took a lot of character from the players, of course, you know, and you know it's a big learning curve for them. But when you come to places like that, you know, it's not places like Huish Park. It's not going to be all pretty football at times. You've got to really man up, and you've got to defend like men. And they've done that, you know, and they'll be a lot better for this experience, you know, a lot of the players. And, you know, if it ever comes around again in this type of game, I hope we'll be able to deal with it a bit better.
The first half, though, your side did dominate the opening 45, didn't they? And maybe should have killed it off.
Well, we did, yeah, we played really well. You know, I think that, I don't think we had a couple of their sorties that counter-attacked against us. But other than that, you know, I thought we were in complete control. And yeah, we in better days, you know, I'd like to think we could finish them off. But you know, when you look at the big picture, which you normally do, you know, it is a good point at the end, because, like I said, the second 45 was all theirs.
Keith Tracy had to come off. What was the issue with him?
He felt his groin a bit, you know, so it's not actually been pulled, because it went very tight, so that's the first sign that you have to get him off, yeah.
Yeah, precautionary, I guess, then.
Well, it is, yeah. And the good thing is, you know, obviously we've got a game on Tuesday, but we've got 10 days after that, which a lot of the players will need a little bit of rest, particularly after the efforts they put in today.
Just a quick throw ahead to that, if we can, possibly, because I don't think we'll be speaking to you before that game. JPT, what are your thoughts on the priority, I guess, surrounding that?
It'll be high priority. Listen, I've got no doubt about it. We want to go out there, we want to win the game, we want to have a long run in the cup. And I go back again, when you've got an inexperienced side, all these are great experiences for them. They all add up, you know, and they go against York, who are, you know, it's an old friend of mine with Nigel Worthington. You know, I think that he's done remarkably well there. You know, he's got a very good side together, and there's no doubt about it, they'll want to continue in the cup as well. So we'll put a team out that's fitting to the game. You know, we want to win it, and we want to put the strongest team out we can.
It's a chance to get to Wembley as well, isn't it? Players don't get many chances in their careers, and this is one of them.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, we've got we possibly had four tournaments in which you get to Wembley, you know, including the playoffs, if you like. One's gone, so let's cling on to those as long as we can.
I suppose as well, you're only allowed to make so many changes, aren't you? There are rules in place, so you can't make a whole host.
But irrespective of the rules, I wouldn't do that anyway. You know, like I said, we take it very serious, and you know, it's not for me to belittle a cup and a competition that wants to sponsor us. So we'll put the best team out we can, and you know, and hopefully we can get through the tie.
Has Keith Tracy got any chance at this stage, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know. Is it, like I say, it was precautionary. Should he stay on any longer, then I'd say no. But at the moment, we'll have to assess him in the next day or two.
Transfer-wise, any update for us? Joe Dudgeon, what's the latest on that situation? Have you put the call back in again?
Yes, we've got Joe for until January at least. You know, so that's it's a great bonus. I mean, you've seen him again today. He's a little warrior. You know, he's a tremendous little player, and I can see why Steve thinks you know so much about the lad. You know, I know he's not playing in his first team, but you know, it's a big step into the Premier League. But I can certainly say from my point of view, I'm delighted they're staying on.
He's old beyond his years, isn't he, as well? You wouldn't be able to tell that he's one of the youngsters out there.
You can't, because he looks about 35, doesn't he? No, he does. He does. He plays with the maturity at times. And for a kid so young, you know, that's a great asset to have. But, yeah, like I say, overall, I think it's great news that we've been able to keep Joe.
So it's until January then, and then I guess you'll reassess it at that stage. And yeah. If you can keep him, you'd like to?
This, of course, we would. Yeah, you want all the best place to remain. But I think it's small steps at the moment. I think that's been a great move from us from that point of view, and fantastic from Hull, you know, to trust one of the players with us for such a long period. So that's great.
Any other news for us on that front of things then? Still calls out there?
Yeah, there's nothing happening at the moment in time, no.
And any inquiries for yours since we spoke to you on Thursday?
Nothing at all.
No. So it could be a quiet Monday then?
I'm hoping so, yeah.